You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, YNR fans. It is Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your full roster of weekly spoilers. These run from Monday, March 25th, all the way through Friday, March 29th, and there is such good stuff to unpack here. If you haven't, though, please reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. We've got big stuff on Jordan and Jack and Audra and Danny and Phyllis and just all kinds of front burner stuff. Monday, March 25th is season 51, episode 118. So we have Lily running into Heather at Crimson Lights, and Lily doesn't want to talk to her. Who can blame her? And Heather's trying to insist it wasn't planned. You know, I guess she and Danny just bumped their uglies accidentally. Lily doesn't want to see her, doesn't want to talk to her, and threatens to fire her and says she will let her know. Meanwhile, out at the ranch, Claire tells her mom, Victoria, and her grandma, Nikki, about her weird dream. And by the end of the episode, they have sort of a bonding moment on Monday. Victor Newman, though, is very upset that Nikki decided to call 911. He wanted her to let that woman, Jordan, die right there. As it turns out, Jordan is alive. She survived. She's in the hospital, handcuffed to the bed, plotting her next move. Victor is very angry at the ladies and worried that Jordan's going to break out. And Claire agrees, yeah, she probably would be better off dead. Danny Romolotti and Christine Williams get pranked by Phyllis. So Danny and the bug are down in the GCAC lounge making out, and she says, let's get a room. And so he goes off to get them a room. Deluded Phyllis walks up on Christine and says that she's the one going on tour with him and not Christine. And Christine can just watch it on social media, and Christine's just like, whatever. Phyllis follows her upstairs, listens at the door to them getting ready to do the deed, and then pulls a fire alarm to stop it. That is definitely a cold shower. Devon tells Daniel he's thinking of firing him and says he's going to talk it over with Lily first. Lily is thinking of putting business first and letting them stick around even though she doesn't want to see them, but Devon wants his sister happy, and so he does not want them to stick around. Tuesday, March 26th is season 51, episode 119. Audra Charles makes a shocking decision. I could not even begin to guess what it is. She already dumped Tucker, so I don't know if she's also going to walk away from Glissad. We'll just have to see. I don't think Tucker is going to let her go that easily. Jack and Tracy Abbott are very worried about Ashley Abbott and her behavior, and well, they should be because she is unhinged. And Danny and Christine enjoy some romance, so yeah, I don't know if they're going to get the fire alarm off and just go back to it or what, but I'm interested in them leaving for tour. I'll say that. At least in Monday's episode, they are talking about their plans to leave. So to me, I'm doing a mental countdown of how many days of Danny and the bug that I have left. Wednesday, March 27th, episode 120 of the current season. Lily takes charge of things at Chancellor Winters. She is back. She is fully back in the driver's seat. She does have to make this decision, though, about what to do about Daniel and Omega Sphere and Heather Stevens. She acknowledges that Omega Sphere makes them money and Heather is a good corporate attorney, but that doesn't mean that she is going to let them stick around. And Devon wants them gone. Heather and Daniel Romolotti are very worried about the future, and well, they should be since they betrayed their boss by boinking, but they have both agreed no matter what happens, no matter if they get fired, they do not regret taking steps to put their family back together. So basically, they're going to face the consequences because they're saying they're sorry, but they're kind of in that sorry, not sorry sort of frame of mind. Meanwhile, midweek, we have Adam Newman and Chelsea Lawson at odds. They are disagreeing about how best to help Connor Newman. And I think that their disagreements are going to continue, exacerbated by the fact that they're both feeling guilty in their own way, and they're not seeing it from each other's side. And Chelsea is starting to spiral, and then Adam's letting the guilt eat at him, and he's being a little more accommodating to Connor, where she's just scared. So this is messy and interesting. Thursday, March 28th, episode 121 of the current season, Sally offers Adam some moral support. She is going to be the shoulder that he can cry on if he needs to. She's going to listen to him downloading all this stuff about Chelsea and about Connor and about his guilt and his concerns. And I think she's going to be fully supportive of him. And I love that. And I can't wait for their scenes. Kyle and Diane have to navigate speed bumps in their working relationship at Jabot. So Kyle is chafing because Mama's got the job that he wants, and he's being an entitled little brat from the scenes that I have peeped at. So I don't particularly feel too terribly bad for him, you know? Meanwhile, Nikki Newman confides in Jack Abbott. So I don't know if after all this she's tempted to drink or not, or she's just catching him up on how everything worked out and, you know, the closure that she thinks she's gotten. I am super happy that Jordan Howard is alive. I love me some Colleen Zenk. I want her gone now, but I'd like her to come back in like a year and a half or so. A year, 2 years, you know, and wreak more havoc, but I am okay with seeing her gone now. So I'm sure Nikki's going to tell him all about Jordan taking the poison and trying to kill herself and just all that good stuff. We're going to wrap up the week on Friday, March 29th, season 51, episode 122. This spoiler is very interesting. It says Claire Brady catches, not Claire Brady, that is a whole other soap. Claire Howard, Claire Newman Howard, as they called her during the dream sequence, catches the eye of someone new. Now, I don't know if that means someone new as in someone who doesn't already know her, or if it means someone new in town, because she's already met Kyle. And of course, I think all of us have been wondering if they're going to end up in a romance. So I don't know if this is a romantic prospect. I don't know. I'm interested in it. I love Haley Aaron. I think she's a great little actress. Nick offers Adam some unsolicited advice. Now, I'm guessing this is probably going to be parenting advice and not romantic advice, because Adam seems to be doing just fine for himself since he's got the redhead and Nick's got nobody. But Adam did turn to Nick the other day about Connor because he does admire Nick as a father, so much so that Adam's letting Nick raise his biological son, Christian. So yeah, I think he's going to listen to what he says, even though he didn't ask for the advice he gets. Meanwhile, Victor has a plan to distract Nikki when she's eaten up by her problems. I know she's still feeling a lot of guilt and angst, and she's still in her recovery. So I'm very interested to see exactly how the mustache is going to distract her. Those are all of the weekly spoilers we have. Please click subscribe if you haven't already. Definitely drop your comments on what you are excited to see, and be sure to come back soon. We are here talking YNR 7 days a week, and this is the number one most followed soap channel on YouTube. So be sure and come back and join us every single day for all your favorite soap news. And this is Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.